This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
Good morning. With the latest Limestone Coast news, I'm Karcher Rose Moss. Strawberry lovers across the country are checking their punnets following reports a number of brands of the fruit have been contaminated with needles. SA Health have reportedly been notified Donnybrook strawberries have been associated with the contamination. The brand sold in South Australian Coles, Woolworths, IGA and Aldi stores. SA Health advised if locals are concerned, they should consider chopping up their strawberries before consumption or returning them to the grocer. The local government election is right around the corner, Limestone Coast locals having just one more day to nominate as a candidate. Residents are being urged to take the time and truly consider who they want representing them in council, a postal ballot being sent out in October. CEO Mark McShane says nominating is simple.
Probably the easiest way, because there's a few things you need to do. Our website, Mount Gambier Council website, has all the details and links also to the Electoral Commission of South Australia. They'll need to come into council, complete a form, which is then sent to the Electoral Commission for checking. But when that comes back, basically you've nominated for council.
Domestic violence and service providers have met with Human Services Minister Michelle Lensing at a roundtable held in Mount Gambier. The event is the third in a series of forums across the state discussing domestic and family violence in the region. The scheme allows stakeholders to provide direct feedback about issues and priorities for Mount Gambier. And the state government has announced significant reforms of natural resource management and is now calling on feedback from Limestone Coast communities. The proposed changes include capping annual land and water levy rises at a rate set by an independent body or according to the Consumer Price Index. Officials have been attending community forums across the state, one set to be held in Mount Gambier tomorrow afternoon. Now to sport. Rove have triumphed on the field for the Mid-Southeastern Football League's grand finals. The locals took home a close win over the Burrs in the A grade. Kongerong and Hatherley have clashed in the B grade, Hatherley claiming a 10-point win. That's the latest for your local news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.